Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, we have strange names. We have odd names. When I was teased as a Hockenberry as a little kid, and I thought about changing my name to something else. I never came up with anything.
What did they call you?
Well, let's don't worry about that. But Hockenberry was an opportunity for kids to go wild. But if your name was Chad Johnson, why would you want to change your name?
I'm back. I'm finna let it rip. My name ain't Chad no more. We celebrate Spanish Heritage Month right in the month of October in the NFL. Ocho Cinco from now on. Anybody that writes about whatever I say today, you call me Ocho Cinco. Do not say Chad. You're going to get a pay cut. I'm not playing.
All right. You're Ocho Cinco. Of course, that's the Spanish translation of 85, which is on the jersey of the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver. And how can you possibly be a famous actor if your name is Marion Michael Morrison?
Good evening. My name's Wayne. Some of you may have seen me before. I hope so. I've been kicking around Hollywood a long time. I've made a lot of pictures out here. All kinds.
Sure you did, John Wayne. And would you rather be Archibald Leach or Cary Grant?
Jack Phillips, Western Sales Manager for Kingby Electronics.
No, you're not. You're Roger Thornhill of Madison Avenue, and you're wanted for murder on every front page in America. And don't be so modest.
So see if you can guess the stage names of these following three actors: John Euler Lemon III, Bernard Schwartz, and Norma Jean Baker.
You're the replacement for the bass and sax?
That's us, and I'm Daphne. This is Joe Zavine.
Yeah. I'm Sugar Cane.
Hi. Sugar Cane?
Yeah, I changed it. Used to be Sugar Kowalczyk.
You Polish?
Yes.
That, of course, is Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, and Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot. And little boy Isur Danielovich Dembski grew up to become...
I'm Spartacus!
Actually, that's Kirk Douglas, of course. And here, you know him as President Bartlett, but Martin Sheen's mother knew him as Ramon Antonio Gerard Estevez.
Thanks a lot. I wish I could spend more than a few minutes with you, but the polls don't close in the East for another hour, and there are plenty of election results still left to falsify.
He was born Prince Rogers Nelson, okay? But he dropped everything but Prince as he rode to the top of the charts in the 80s and 90s. Then he dropped Prince and just became the artist, or the artist formerly known as Prince. And you know this guy. Sean John Combs became Puff Daddy. Then P. Diddy. Now the fashion designer is just Sean John. And Curtis James Jackson III sounds downright regal, right? I mean, if you're a rap star, 50 Cent is much better. Hey, we could have talked about Bob Dylan, Robert Zimmerman. We could have talked about John Bon Jovi, George Burns, Nathan Birnbaum. How about Sting, huh? All kinds of names. If you have ideas for monikers of your choice or actors with great stage names, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave a message on www.thetakeaway.org.